What's up? Y'all catching the vibes? Y'all catching the vibes? Hey, what up? Oh, I see y'all on here. Okay, okay. Something real. That's it. What up, everybody? I am your boy Jersey. Welcome back to another episode of Black Culture the Breakdown.
Yes!
Alright, we in this business today. Alright, we got four guests tapping in with us. We got a lot to cover in very, very, very small amount of time. What up, everybody? I see y'all tapping in. What's going on? What's going on?
Yes!
Let's see who's in the building. Taekwon, what up, bro? I see you in the building.
Yes!
Throw your fists up, yo. Black Culture the Breakdown every Sunday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on my live, okay? Get together.
Yes!
Make sure y'all... What up, Ume? I see you in this business. David, what up, bro? I see you in this business. How we feeling? MDOT, what's going on? RP Taxes, Associate, what's going on? All right. Jasmine, Shante, Nala Sings is in the building. All right.
Yes.
Let's get the conversation cracking. We got Nala Sings up first. Let me get her on the live. Yo, what's up with everybody there? How we feeling on this Sunday? I'm feeling great against these conversations.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Yo, every time you come on here, take me away with that accent, okay? like, you need a definite... Oh, they're already showing you love. Nala in the building. That's exactly... you need a definite teach me and so I can work on my British accent, okay?
Do you know what I want to know? Why do Americans love British accents? Because I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't hear it. So what is it about my accent?
It's the way that you finish the words.
Oh.
Sounds very rich. You understand? British people can be some of the craziest sailors in the world. I know y'all can say and the other. But nah, it's the way that you guys just talk. I don't know what it is. Comment below. What is it about British accents that is so... I don't know what it is. Tell us what y'all think in the comments. But Nyla, what's up with you?
I've been super busy. It's like, 3 a.m. here. So I was at studio today. I literally just had a song come out last month called Lost. And my music video for it came out 2 days ago. And then I've got another song coming out on June the 18th. So it's literally just go, go, go. There's got a lot going on.
Yes!
Gotta go, go, go. Well, I want you to definitely share your gift, you know, and show it to us more than you can talk to us about it because I think you're so talented.
Thank you.
Are you going to sing a few songs today?
Yes. So you asked me to sing Rain, SWV, Diamonds. I have a little surprise with Diamonds. And then I'm going to sing my own song, Lost, at the end. So, okay, so I'm going to start off with Rain, SWV.
Okay. It's the comments below, you know what to do.
Sometimes it's soft as a misted rain that gently touches my soul. It cools the fire that burns in me. And I simply lose control. So just rain down on me. Let your love just fall like rain. Just rain on me. Just rain down on me.
let your love to shower me, just rain on me.
That's all I got for, right? yeah, that's all I have for,
yeah. I'm telling you. Yo, Taekwon is giving you fires.
Oh, wait,
South African artist. All right.
Wow.
On the live. David's giving you fire. Natalia's giving you fire. Mommy.
Thank you.
Yes.
Body. What you got next for us?
Okay, so like I said, I have a twist on diamonds. I thought I could sing diamonds, but I bet loads of people sang diamonds to you. So I thought I want to put a Nyla twist on it. And do something a little bit different. Okay.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright tonight. You and I. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Like two eyes. So alive, beautiful. Why on earth would I leave? If you were everything I wanted you to be, then I saw what you did and who you with. Got me questioning the things that I believe. So I asked myself, do I let you go or do I keep you in the frame of my mind? Now I'm going wise to your sugar-coated lies. Nothing sweet about your misery. I gotta get through this. I gotta get through this. I gotta get my mind off of you. I gotta get through this. I gotta get through this. I gotta get my mind off of you. Painting for Madison. Tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee. Then bingo Madison. Tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee. Cause there's no time. Tell that girl I got a yard for free. Then bingo Madison. Tell her come and jump in my Addison. Jump in my Addison Lee.
Come on. Yo, you ain't gotta be that nasty. You hit the 3-1. Yo. That was my joint back in the day. I gotta get through this. But dope.
Thank you. I just thought I'd do something different because,
That was definitely different. I've never heard that rendition before.
Yeah. And
the comments is going crazy. They saying clean. They saying yes, ma'am. They say thing with Rihanna accent. Oh, do it. Bill White said nice. I like that. Nah, you're killing it.
Thank you, guys.
Go ahead and kill us with the last one.
Okay, so this is my own song. It's called Lost. It came out in April. So I hope you enjoy it. This one's a bit different as well, but I hope you enjoy it.
Rather I leave than to be played. Pulling me back, stuck on replay. You love according to my old ways. If you live the life like I do, what would you say? I know you're looking for a bright day. I'm on the cloud in your way, baby. I see you begging for that small change. Could you be the one to make your own change? Heads down, back against the wall. Looking for where we went wrong. Change will become us all. Take me for where you have lost. Take me for what you have lost. Take me for.
Escaping principality, free your soul, damaged masculinity, crushed you momentarily, until your heart and mind are free, free from the captivity, release you to the world so all that eyes can see the type of man you try to be. Fix the heart and soul of women, broken by emotional dexterity, noticing the change in me, broken by the barriers created by extremity, release us from our bond, becoming crippled by hostility.
Heads down, back against the wall, looking for where we went wrong. Change will become a zone. Take me forward. And if I offered you the truth, would you take it? Love is broken over broken promises and hatred. But if I offered you a lie, would hate it? Choose the path you want to take, and prove to me we'll make it.
Heads down, back against the wall, looking for where we went wrong. Change will become our soul. Take me for what you have lost.
Take me for what you have lost.
Nah, Nyla, thank you so much for coming on and blessing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, you always come on, you always do a dope job with dope.
Thank you.
And catch your single and where they can find you at.
So I'm literally everywhere under Nyla Sings, Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, that's where you'll find me. And then I've got a lot of music coming out this year. I think I've got like 9 songs coming out this year. I have an EP and a lot of singles, so that's exciting.
Exciting. Well, listen, you got us over here in Brooklyn, all right? And
thank you.
Supporting you, so make sure whenever you got anything new, you pull up on us and share with
us. I will. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. Nyla Sings, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
So that was Nyla Sings, everybody. And as you can hear, the girl got some pipes, all right? She got a special tone that I think is actually quite interesting. Her accent is mad sweet. She wins, okay? Let's get Mr. Derrick's on the live. And let's get the conversation started for Black Culture The Breakdown. This is episode 20, and we're talking it all around the world. We just had London on the live, and now traffic. All right, there we go.
Yo, what's good, sir? What's good?
Good, man. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good, man. It's been a blessed day so far, so it's been good, man. Enjoying life. Spent some time with my little sisters today.
Okay.
Went out to eat. You know what I mean? I haven't got to vibe with them for a minute. I was in Atlanta for a few months, so being able to come back home, spend time with family, and then be able to go catch up with them, it was good. It was good.
Spending time with family is always a vibe, especially on Sunday.
Absolutely.
So, man, welcome to Black Culture The Breakdown. and you are definitely someone that's been in the game for a little minute, but I want you to tell you who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Derrick Brady, I'm an actor, producer, writer, I'm a father, husband, you know what I mean? A brother, a son. I just always have loved entertainment and been around it for a minute. So I just been in the game, and I started off actually in music. But I was just like a fixture in the group. We had to deal with Interscope. We were called Project X, and it wasn't really my thing. I just was kind of hanging out with my boys. They were like, let's do a group. We end up getting this deal. But I was like, that's not my calling. So I knew that expressing myself as an actor through words and film and TV was my calling. And nobody believed me. They were like, you just don't want to work. They were like, you just don't want a job. And I was like, no, I think this is my calling. And I did it and quickly landed like my first national commercial. And then from there, it kind of just went, you know, so on and kind of built. Yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of took a snowball effect. So now walk us back to the beginning though. How did you actually get started into it? Like, how were you like, all right, this is kind of like, what was like your first inclination?
We were in this music group, and we were managed by a lady by the name, her company, Suzanne DePass. And Suzanne DePass were actually the ones that, she's the one that founded like the Jackson 5, and she was like the executive producer of Sister Sister and Smart Guy and all of that. And so we were managed by them, and I was like, you know what, I don't want to do music anymore. I really want to just do acting. I think that's my thing. And so they were like, for real? And they were managing like Kimberly Elise from Set It Off, and she's done tons of other stuff. And they were like, all right. So they started submitting me. You know what I mean? Before I even had an agent, they started submitting me, and I booked my first national commercial. I wasn't even SAG. I wasn't even SAG at the time, right? And they did what's called Taft Hartley you. So if they really dig you and like you and you're not in the union, what they'll do is they'll pay a penalty to Taft Hartley you. And even though you're not union, they'll put you on this union job, right? Gotcha. And so that's what they did for me. And then from there, and it was funny because it was for a soda, and I thought, you know, I didn't know. I was so naive. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm out here in LA. I was like, yo, I'm telling my boys, like, listen, man, they're probably going to give me a couple cases of soda. Let me know what you need. I got you. And it's nothing like that. I came to the set, did my thing, and went home. Gotcha. But from there, I got more confident in what I wanted to do. And then I booked like my first indie film. And that's where I got to really like learn what it was, like dialogue. And I started getting school from the people that have been in it. It's called The Others. And I did that. And then from there, I booked my first TV series. But I just booked it as a guest star. And it was called Any Day Now. It was with Annie Potts and Lorraine Toussaint. Lorraine Toussaint plays the mother to Queen Latifah on The Equalizer. So I did a couple episodes of that. And then I did two episodes and they wrote me off. Like, that was it. And the whole thing was this interracial dating, right? It was like it was set in Birmingham, Alabama. I was a black dude, came from a great black family, but I was dating Annie Potts' daughter who was white. And so we had to kind of deal with that whole kind of issue. And then it was done. So then I kind of went on to do some other things. But the thing that was weird is 2 years later, they wrote me back in the show. And just like that, my life changed. It was like, boom. And I was on there for a while.
Wow. So now, how important is staying connected with people then? You know, like, because now everyone kind of, you know, tries their hand in this game called entertainment. And, you know, right. A lot of people just don't land. You try, you just don't land. But occasionally you do. Cut you off. Did you do something in that write-off period that staying connected and following up and just kept networking to kind of get you to that next phase?
You know, I'm better at that. I had to learn to do that, to be honest. And that's something that no one told me. And I didn't realize that. I would come from an audition. My manager would go, how did it go? And I go, it went great. She was like, what was the casting director's name? And I was like, and then I kind of would see different actors and I would see them there and I would give love, we get love, but I didn't really, really know how to connect. And then what would happen is naturally I would connect with them. Every time we would see each other, we'd give each other love. It was all good. Like whether it was Derek Luke or, you know, I would see people at auditions, you kind of get in the circuit when you're booking and you're in. But what I learned was then I started getting numbers from people and I started learning how to just check in with them. And, and then as social media really started ramping up, that's where it really started to work for me, because then people knew I was really in the mix, really going after it. And then they knew, they were like, okay, you good dude. So then we were able to support. I was able to support them through social media as they were able to support me. And that kind of helped me really build that connection, whether I was working or not. I was either, you know, and also what's funny is that when you stay connected through social media, people will put you on. Like, you know what I mean? I've had a couple people say, yo, man, you want to come jump on this? You know what I'm saying? Or, yo, I got you. I think you'd be good on this, man. You want to come jump on this project or whatever? And that kind of helped as well. But I had to learn that. That didn't come natural to me. Getting along and being cool with everybody was cool. But the whole check-in and follow-up and cultivate that relationship, I had to learn to do that.
Got you. So then now that you understand that phase of it, and you've been through the beginning phase of just kind of just doing the artistry, but now you're actually marrying it to like the social media and just the
acting portion.
Do you see the difference? And for people that want to get into acting, how important is it to network and meet the right people? Talk to those people.
Man, so if I could give you any takeaways, man, like for real, the two takeaways, right? But one is really, really be a good person and really have good energy, because a lot of times people are not trying to vibe with someone that the energy is kind of crazy or whatever, or if it's unauthentic, because people know they you know, people that are in it, that they're seeing people all the time, they're getting reached out to all the time, and so they, and at the end of the day, they want to be around good people. So keeping your energy good, because I really believe you bring about what you pray and think about. Mm-hmm. Keeping your energy good is important, and then number two, really understanding your craft and learning your craft is important, because you know, as we see on social media, like just about everybody is good looking. Everybody got a good look. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got good, you know, vibe or whatever. But knowing your craft is important, how you stay in the game, right? So if it's acting, really learning what it is to break down a scene, get into class, you know what I mean? And so you could just even understand the language, right? Because I remember my first job, I had a director go, okay, so go camera right for me and hit your mark. And I was like, all right. I didn't know what to do. I was just kind of standing there. And they were like, yeah. So just, Derek, hit your, go camera right and go. And I'm like, so I went to my right and they're like, no, that's, no. That's your left. I need you to go camera right. So you got to think about from their point of view and what's going to their right. So that means go to my left, right? So camera right means go to my left. You know what I mean? Camera left means go to my right, because it's reciprocal. It's there from their angle. So just learning that kind of language is really good. And a lot, Issa Rae said this too, and it's true. A lot of times we wanna network up, right? But I think what really keeps you in the mix, especially why this is why it's important to surround yourself with really good people that are talented, is because those people, they're gonna rise. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna rise, and networking up's gonna be hard, because the people that are already up there are busy, and they got they peoples. Right? But networking with talented people around you, we can lift each other's wings and we can vibe up. And I think that's also a really good thing to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. You gotta stop. I'm over here just like, you can just talk all, you can just keep talking. Because this right here is stuff that Ed really understand. I hope y'all understand that he's dropping and he's doing it for free. Okay.
Come on.
And it's all about just having the right energy. You know what I'm saying? And even if you're not as talented, but you're a good person, people are gonna rather rock with you because you're just a good person. You know what I'm saying?
That's
real. Yeah. That's the takeaway that I feel like you definitely said. And it's the biggest takeaway that I even see from my own eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, get where they get, because they obviously know how to do something right. You understand?
That's real. Yeah. I mean, I've booked jobs before. And a lot of times when I first was getting in it, I would want to know, I'm trying to figure out so I could like duplicate that, right? So after I booked the job, almost said, I would ask the director, like, yo, so what did you see? Like, what made you choose me? Like, you went through 300 photos, you did 70 people in auditions, you had 20 people at the callback, and you landed on me. Like, what did you see? And sometimes they would say, like, oh man, you know, you really understood the work. But a lot of times they'd also say, you know what, man, I saw a lot of talented people that day. I thought you had a cool look, man. You just didn't seem like a jerk. And I don't want to spend 12 hours on set with someone that's feeling themselves to where they can't even give me what I need in the work, and that they can't even vibe and have chemistry with the people. And that's how I kind of took to that. Like, okay, that counts for something. Because at the end of the day, you know, think about it. If you're an actor and you have your co-star, and whether it be a male or female, and they feeling them so much that you can't even connect with them. So now when you go to do a scene, especially if it's like something where there's an underlying romantic, or y'all a couple and y'all really not feeling each other, man, that shows, man, camera don't lie. And there's very few people that can make that scene that way without any chemistry. It can be done, but it ain't easy to do.
Well, you know what, bro? Thanks so much for just being 100% authentic. A lot of times people don't like to give the real, you know what I'm saying? You just got to keep networking, but you got to also be a good person, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely facts. I saw in your credits that you did an episode of Girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
So Girlfriends is like a classic, man. Like, tell us about your experience with that.
That was really cool, man. It came actually through pain, and I'll tell you why. It first came through pain, but then it came to something love. I actually, I was up for one of the lead roles in The Gang, on the TV series The Gang, and that was through Mara Pill. And I tested, and so for some people might know what testing is, some people might not. But when you test for,
which character were you up for?
The character was Malik. It was Malik. Yeah, it was Malik. my boy Hosea got it. But so what happened though is when I first tested for that show, it was against me against two other dudes. And so you first go to like the studio, right? And then you go to network, right? When you go to network, you sign your contract, you know how much you're getting per episode, you at the end, right? So I beat out the other two dudes. They were holding on to me, done. But what happened was Les Moonves, who was the president of Viacom at the time, was like, yo, his whole resume is drama. Like, this is a funny show. Like, I know what I saw what he did on there, but how do I know he's gonna be funny consistently? Like, everything was drama, and it was true. Like, at that time, I was like the all-American kid that was on. I played every father that was black, I played like their son, right? and it was always really dramatic stuff, whether it be NCIS or, you know, In Plain Sight, or it was just always these really intense things, right? So they were like, we want him to come in and we want him to read with Wendy Raquel Robinson. And my manager was at the time was like, nah, he's not gonna test again. He just beat out all the dudes. And they were like, we don't want him to test. We just want to see chemistry between him and Wendy. And then so when I went there, Hosea was there. And I was like, say word. He was actually up for the Derwin role. So the studio didn't want him for the Derwin role, but they knew that they liked him. I beat out the other guys, but they wanted to see like what the chemistry was. And so, you know, what's written is written, man. And it was written for Hosea to do it. He had different chemistry than I had with Wendy. And also, I will say, to his credit, to my credit, I played the character more innocent arrogance, right? More naive, you know what I mean? He still was a womanizer, but he was more of I played it more naive in an innocent way. He played it more like, yo, this is what it is. This is what I like. And it was funny and it worked. The way I played it, it was too close to Derwin. It was too close. So they needed that contrast and it made sense. But so what happened, and sorry for the long story, but what happened was Maura liked me. So she brought me in for Girlfriends and was like, all right, D, it's yours. Okay. And so I had to audition, but I knew that they liked me and I got the role. And then I got to rock with Tracee Ellis Ross, man. And I really learned, like, you talk about someone that knows comedic timing. There's no coincidence that she went on to Blackish to get all these Emmys and Golden Globes, and she knew funny, she knew timing, she worked quick, she gave me love, we worked together, and it was great, man. And it was one of the few times, usually I'm either on film or TV, and even on TV, we shoot it like film. But Girlfriends was shot in front of a live audience. It's like doing a play. So I really learned timing from Tracy. She helped me with that, and it was a beautiful experience, man.
Yo, man, we love to hear stories from classic shows, my brother.
Yes.
So that was we appreciated everything about that story just now, man.
The
moments like that help us to see through the other side. And again,
right,
we learned through your story that just making a good impression the first time can probably bring you through a good situation the second time around. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. And that goes to that good person, because I could have been like, man, y'all had me audition five times. I tested. I knew what I was going to be getting. Perhaps now I'm not going in, but I'm glad I did, man, because it's so funny. People bring up Girlfriends a lot. It's one of the things that people bring up. So I'm like, yo, that's love.
Definitely. I'm sure. Did it feel like at that time that you were going to be a part of something like epic that will carry on like that?
No, I had no idea. I didn't. I had no idea. Nah, I didn't.
it definitely stood out when I did, just looking at what you've done. I was like, oh, he was a part of Girlfriends. Like, you know, that's
yeah.
So now, got coming up, anything that we need to be on the lookout for?
Yeah, man, I got a couple things, man. One, I have this romantic comedy. It's called Questions. It's available on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, it's Google Play. It's available for there. And it's a romantic comedy. It's really funny. It's the whole, you know, men are from Mars, women from Venus, and trying to figure that whole thing out. So check that out. It's really funny. And then I have a film that I just shot, but that won't be out for a while, called First. But I have a series coming out that I was in Atlanta shooting for 3 months. I'm so proud of this series. It's called Johnson, and it's dope. It's about four best friends. Back when we were in elementary school, we all lined up on the blacktop in alphabetical order, and we found out we all had the same last name. And it's a great show about you know, black men, and from their perspective of the world and how we deal with what we deal with, whether it be driving and trying to just be cool if you're getting pulled over, whether it be at the job place or in relationships, and just how we deal with that. And it gives our perspective that I don't think is really on TV. And so I'm proud of that. That's going to be on Bounce TV. It's going to premiere August 1st, 8 p.m. on Bounce TV. So check that out. You can get it through the app or get it in your local listings. And it's going to be dope, man. I'm really excited about it.
Okay. So make sure y'all, if y'all ain't know Derek, y'all know him now. He on TV, all right? Bounce.
Come on. Okay.
So y'all check that out. My brother, thank you for coming. Being dope and just being authentic. You were dope.
Absolutely, bro. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm honored, bro. I had a good time with you. This was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, so I appreciate it, bro. I had fun with you, man. Great host, yo.
Man, you ain't going to be a stranger on here. You're going to be on here again. From there, man.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that. I'm going to hold you to that.
All right, bro. Most definitely. Everybody, Derek's.
All right, man. Much love. Thank you, bro.
All right, y'all. So that's Derek's. Now, it's interesting to see that you can really accomplish whatever it is that you want to do when you put your mind to it, okay?
Yes!
So speaking of what I want to do, I want to build my YouTube page up. So I need everybody to head over to my YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button.
Yes!
It's free, and I want to be monetized, okay? Don't we all want to be monetized? So let's going to get that together. We're going to actually get on to CEO, and CEO is going to talk to us about her musical journey all the way from South Africa, everybody. All right. So, how we feeling? That's happening. Thank you. Kay Brady. Hey. What's up, CEO?
It's all good. I've had a very intense morning. There is no power around me, so there's like my phone flash on my face. So sorry about the harsh lighting. It has been crazy, but we're here. I'm glad there's Wi-Fi. I'm just very glad there's Wi-Fi so this could happen. I woke up to darkness. It's crazy.
Well, you know what? You here on Black Culture to break down, and you look beautiful, all right?
Yes!
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Thank you for pulling up. First of all, tell the people where you are right now.
I am from, and I'm in Johannesburg, South Africa. So there's load shedding right now, but it's great otherwise.
So it is 4 a.m. in the morning over there.
Yes.
So are you just waking up or are you about to go to sleep?
Like, I slept rather early to prepare for today. Well, okay. This morning. I went to sleep around 8 p.m. last night. So I got up at 4, so it's about 5 a.m. now. And I woke up to complete darkness, and I'm like, I didn't charge my laptop. The ring light's not working. It's a hot mess, but we're here.
Listen, but we are here right now, and we can see you, and we can hear you really clearly, and I'm excited to have a conversation with you. All right?
Yes!
So tell the people, bring it back to the beginning, like, so explain to them who you are and what you do.
Okay, so my name is Seo. I'm a storyteller, my songs say so. I am a singer-songwriter, poet, part-time model, aspiring actor, and DJ from South Africa. So I do a lot of things to get by. Like you, I also want to grow and expand in the world. So I started singing at church. People thought I had a unique voice. I didn't think much of it because people admired big voices, and I don't have a big boisterous bold voice. Like, they were all about the Whitney Houston sounding, Mariah Carey sounding, Adele belters, and I'm like, they're great, but that's not what I do. So I didn't think much of my voice, and I gravitated towards like poetry more because that felt like something unique and unique to me. And everybody sort of expected me to become like a rapper or MC because I could write poetry, and I was just like, not working. So I gravitated towards writing songs a bit later, but they were so messy because I started writing poetry in high school, and the songs just didn't work. And then I had insomnia for a very long time, I think. I couldn't sleep. And then in my delirium of being awake and asleep, I started writing songs, and I bought a guitar, and the songs made sense. They weren't like messy and all over the place, at least to me. And then somebody asked me to sing on a beat that a friend of hers had made. A friend of mine had friends who did music, and she has a beautiful, very husky alto voice, and she's just like, sing's not for me, I'm gonna be a doctor, y'all, bye. She said, write songs, and I was like, okay, cool, let me give this a bash. And I wrote a couple of songs, and they got signed to UK labels from South Africa. So I was in South Africa, and we sent our music to the UK, and they liked what we did, and we did a couple of house projects that got signed to big names for me in the house space. And then I caught the attention of Charles Webster, and my brain broke. I was like, what's going on? How do I pull Charles Webster, because he's like a heavyweight in the deep house space? So I pulled his attention, and I pulled the attention of Charisma from the US, as well as Fred Everything from San Francisco. I've collaborated with him, and I've collaborated with At Jazz as well. And I was just like, hold the phone, what's going on? Like, how do you guys know about this girl from the township? And the township is like, I guess, the hood or a ghetto here. I don't know what your version of that is, but I'm like, I'm from the hood. It takes me ages to get anywhere. Like, it's a small place, nobody knows about. I'm called Innerdale, and everyone is just like, put me on. And then slowly it grew, and I just, people liked how I wrote. They liked my ability to emote and create story in the song. And then,
hold on one second. Give us, because I was just so lost, by the way, your accent, okay?
Yes!
Number two, I was just lost in the way, because you really are a storyteller. Like, that's why I'm almost like stunned, like, forget, I'm interviewing you. So bring us back to that storyline. Like, so you caught the attention of Webster and all these different people. How was that transition, and how were you able to do that? Like, you know, walk the people through that, the crucial moments.
For me, I wasn't thinking about it. I really loved what I did. It wasn't a matter of me chasing something. Like, a lot of people have a goal and they pursue it. I was just like, I like this thing, let's see what happens. I had no sort of expectations or pressure, because I come from a community that does not believe in art as a serious job. And that's something that happens a lot, like throughout the space in the world, I guess. There's a lot of people that are like, you're not a doctor, you're not a lawyer, you're not an engineer or something, you're not taking your life seriously. You know what I mean? So I didn't think much of it. I had a 9-to-5 job as a casting director, as well as a model agent at the time. But the requests to do music with these great producers happened. And I was like, okay, maybe I could do something here. Let's see. So it was really like me giving it a try, attempting it. And in the attempt, I found my calling, if that makes sense.
Definitely. In the attempt, you're calling.
Yeah.
Yo, Sia, where have you been, yo? Like, you all to South Africa. We need this type of energy here in the States. I feel like this is what's missing, the authenticity.
I'd love to come.
Like, Okay, talk to us about all of this, the stripes and all of your, the design on your face and what that means to you.
Okay, it essentially, it comes from me being a lazy ass, excuse me. It's just, it's graphic and it's eye-catching without me having to do like a proper face beat, because I'm not good at it. Like the whole contouring and highlighting, and I'm just like, and false lashes. I cannot put false lashes on to save my soul. So I'm like, no, I'm just going to do the graphic lines. But also it's indicative of where I am in the world. I'm African. I'm in Africa. So I like the graphic nature and the pull to history that this makeup has for my people. So basically that.
Okay. I'm thinking you're about to give me a super deep meaning. And you're like, I'm lazy as hell. This is the best you're going to get.
Yes.
Okay. you know what? I have your music pulled up here on Spotify. If we can play a track for the peoples right now on this live, which track would you want me to play?
I'd like you to play Golden, because Golden is special to me right now. It's speak. Can I tell you what it's about a little? Or do you want to Golden is about me watching how the world still treats blackness and how it has been shunned. And I often look and like that, I don't know about everybody else, but everybody who's not in the first world, that being the United States and America and all of the first world countries, we tend to look up to you, as you guys said, examples, and we're kind of feeding off of each other now a little bit more than we used to in the past. But there's generally a standard set in the first world that the rest of the world kind of follows and adheres to in some ways. So I looked at the world last year, and it frightened me to be a woman of color, even if I am in Africa, and all of the spaces that I've been let into because I'm perceived as a good looking person or whatever, still made me nervous because it was still run by white and still in the power of the white man and the white man's hands, and how people blackfish and appropriate and trendify, and they can wash blackness off and not have to deal with the consequence of being black.
Yes. So it
feels like a consequence, you know? It doesn't feel like something we get to celebrate often, and though we try to celebrate it, it gets lost in the source of the trend or the culture or the people who are buying into it, because now it's trendy to be black, and black is the blueprint for everything, you know. So I wrote a song to highlight the last of it, and the, you know, the, what's the word, I can't remember it now, but like the last of it, and how people pursue blackness and they can wash it off, and then also just taking the power back and celebrating my blackness as a black woman in Africa. So that's the song I'd like you to play. It's called Golden.
Wow. Well, this is Golden, everybody. Drop some fire for that beautiful introduction. Crazy.
It's the house song, so the intro.
Listen, I'm a dancer, so this is what we do, man.
Your ancestors thought you I'm less than you. I love inside, I'm full of pride, and I will not hide, I am golden.
Come on! I am golden, yo!
We all are. I feel like we should celebrate that more and stand in the power of our blackness and richness and own it.
Stand in the power of our blackness and own it. Why are you so quotable? You have to put out a book.
I'm working on a few, actually. Like, I've got like some prose I'm writing. I usually write a lot of poetry. I tend to write a poem a day normally, but I'm writing a book, so I'm pulling away from the rhymes a little to explore other ways of writing. But I want to put out a poem book as well, so let's see how that works out.
Yes, please. If she should put out a book, a poem book, please tell her right now in the comments. Please let her know, and let her know if you're gonna buy it, okay?
Please do.
Now, Sio, let us know in closing what you're working on and what we gotta be lookout for. What up, Ray? I see you. And let us know what we gotta be on the lookout for.
So I've got, again, like I was saying, I'm writing a book. I've got like an anthology. It's just a book. I keep saying it's an anthology. It's not that. But a book of poetry that I'm working on that I'm getting through like an editing process, as well as auditions when they come up. But like for myself, musically, I just dropped an album called Features, and it's an exploration of how my features themselves have got me into trouble, that being my race, my gender, and just what I look like. Yep. It's been wild. And that's been received really well. So it's done a lot of good things for myself. So it's on Apple Music, if you're an Apple person, and Apple's been behind it beautifully. So I'm happy about that. And then collabs, lots and lots of collaborations. Everything else musically for me, I think my head is already next year. I'm already there. So next year sometime, I have something cool coming out. That's another personal musical project. But everything else. And I'd love to come to the U.S.
Yes, you definitely got to pull up on us in New York, so you have to get here. You have to let me know because you're super dope. And how open are you to collaborating with people from the U.S.? Maybe there's people on this live right now that would want to collaborate. So how open are you to doing that?
Right now, I'm like, again, just because I've got an album out, I just like everybody, if you want to collaborate with me, that's cool. Send me beats. But just bear with me, because there's a lot that I have to do. There's a lot that I have to do and a lot that I have to follow on. So if you have a seriously short timeline, I'm not your person.
Okay.
No.
All right. If it's a short timeline, not right now. All right. Yo, thank you so much for coming on. You would super.
Thanks for having me.
You cannot be a stranger. You are a complete friend to the show. And you got to come back on and let us know when you got anything else.
Absolutely. Left. Hopefully, there'll be electricity next time. So
I feel like you are perfect and you are ready and you are definitely prepared, okay?
Yes.
I appreciate you coming on and we'll definitely talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
See you, everybody. So that was Sio, and make sure you guys are tapping in with her music. She's super dope, a mixture of house, come on, there's a lot of influences, R&B influences, house, a little bit of blues. Like, she got that old school, but that new school vibe. You know what I'm saying? At least you get that.
Yes!
All right, let's get Mr. Ray on here. Ray So Silly, all right? This guy right here. What's good, bro?
Man, what's up, man?
I'm good, man. Welcome to Black Culture the Breakdown.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. So first of all, let's kick it off. Tell the people who you are and what you do.
My name is Ray. From Memphis, Tennessee. Basically came up and made a fan base off of green screening myself into movies, relevant or clips and things like that. From there, you know, just building a more solid fan base out here and just trying to get into the mix, you know, with this whole LA culture and Hollywood. So let's do it.
All right.
Yes.
Now,
The LA is definitely different. So now you are like a content creator and you kind of like trying to make a crossover into like mainstream, do movies, TV shows, stuff like that.
Right, right. That's definitely the goal, you know, to eventually have my own movies out there and stuff. Just kind of like a Seth Rogen, but more with a little bit more edge, you know? Okay, that makes sense. 8 Mile.
Okay. Yeah. I see it. Yo, you could definitely do a remake of 8 Mile.
I could do that.
You could definitely, that would be lit actually. But now, it's interesting because you're a content creator that has developed a dope following, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of people in Hollywood that's been there for years. Now, I'm a creative director. I've worked with a lot of people in Hollywood. Yeah. And they don't have what you got, you understand? So it's actually quite interesting to see the dynamics. So how do you feel that social media plays a part in your, your career so far?
So, I mean, it jump-started everything. So I've been making videos since, oh my God, I don't even remember, man. I was just young without the beard on YouTube with my homie. Yeah, man, we just started so long ago when Worldstar was just it, like the thing, man. Then we became on there like a few times. We were in college at that point, so we felt good. And then that was when I was actually going by my first name, Steve. So Ray is my middle name, right?
Okay.
Went to college for a little bit, actually became a music video director in Memphis, Tennessee, started doing a lot of green screen work. That was the only thing that separated me from everybody, right? Because I knew how to do the green screen stuff. So I was pulling away from the comedy. Then from there, then I was like, man, I gotta come back. So that's where the whole, I'm like, I'm gonna rebrand myself. I'm gonna do this, that, and the other. Started jumping into movies. And then, movies and clips. movies and clips. And, you know, some just took off. And it's just, man, just out of nowhere. Like 100,000 followers in a week. It went viral. Basically, I mean, crazy story. My girlfriend right here was putting all the heart emojis. She's sitting right here and acting like she's not right here. But like, set up the light and everything. I was running here. I was on the phone with my mom. I'm glad I'm not sweating. Yeah, bro. But that's really where the start of everything came from. And everything I had going is social media. Yeah, it's just been a blessing to be a part of, you know, this whole time and you know, how everything works now.
Yeah, man, it's definitely a different game now. Even the way that we doing an interview right now, bro, this is on social media. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know, they had to be a press junkie. You'd have to go to an actual radio station to actually be interviewed. You know what I'm saying? Whereas it's just different. The game is different. But social media is your actual influencer. So now when you're trying to go into these rooms and trying to be recognized as an actor or being taken seriously, how do you deal with that? You know, when people just view you as just someone that's a social media person.
So my whole goal isn't necessarily to, I assume you're talking about more of like auditioning and coming in there with the head high, like this, that, and the other. My main thing is more of creating something that can be put out or sold to Netflix or something like that, right? So I have, you know, I had to learn to make a business, straighten up my back, you know, get these emails going. I have a whole list of, I have a whole list of like Warner Brothers connects and Sony, and it, like the list goes on. But I have to do that because that's what will eventually separate, you know, me from the normal influencer and things like that. So you have to, just from back when I was at home in Memphis, to get out, I had to do certain moves. Yeah. And here, you got to do certain moves as well. So,
man, so you from Memphis and now you in LA, right?
Yeah.
How was that transition like, just being, like today's episode is called All Around the World.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's today on the episode is literally every dip. Like we had London earlier today, you Memphis to LA. CEOs from South Africa, you know, so how has that transition been, just being from Memphis to Hollywood?
So, one, completely different. You know, the only thing that I knew of LA or more than Memphis was commercials. Like, it wasn't necessarily actually visiting LA. All I knew of LA or Vegas or whatever was just on the TV screen. And I never really thought a time ago that I could get that far. You know, I was like, oh, I got to get here in Memphis. I gotta be here in Memphis. But I actually moved from Memphis to Atlanta with my girlfriend. She's from Atlanta. So it was a little bit more faster pace. And from there, you know, I fell in love with Atlanta, and I'm like, man, Atlanta's like a cool Memphis. That's not to put down Memphis. Anybody that's looking at me, I love my city. It made me who I am. But yeah, man, it's just constant elevation. So from Atlanta to LA, now we get out here, and I mean, oh my God, like everything's sunny, the same temperature every day.
That's a fact.
I can actually get a tan out here because it's too hot in Memphis and Atlanta. I don't even want to be outside for real. Yeah, it's like it's completely different. The people, the vibe. Of course, there are different parts of LA, but the part that we're in, man, is pretty dope, man. It's pretty uplifting, and I feel great every day, man. I'm not like looking over my shoulder or like this, that, and the other. But again, that still goes comes with growing up and being aware of what environment, you know, you're in, because that environment will make or break you. So.
Speaking of environments, you built this following, over 300,000 followers on the gram, okay?
Yes!
You gotta clap it up to that. A lot of people don't almost keep grinding, you're gonna get there to that mill soon. But talk to us about the environment. Where were you when you actually started creating and seeing them followers move like that? Memphis, Atlanta, LA, where did you feel like that nest was to help you build that following?
I really, really felt it in Atlanta. So here's the transition. I'll try to sum this up as much as I can. But in Memphis, you know, I didn't really see what I see out here in LA, which is like I can walk up the street and see Akon going into the movie, go get something to eat, see Ashanti just walking by. Like, it's completely different, right? So back there, we didn't really have, you know, you walk into the mall and see somebody like, oh man, if I could only be, it's only a very certain few.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You kind of have to make your own opportunity. So when I was in Memphis, which is the start of everything, it was so much pressure on me. And I was putting the pressure on me. It's like, not necessarily everything else, but I was like, I gotta be something, right? So, I mean, I'm sitting in the library every single day, editing every single day. That's all I was doing, sun up, sun down. My homie, I don't know if you know, but K-More the GOAT, it's three of us in Memphis who was doing the green screen stuff, right? We all was working together. Like, we're gonna make it. We're gonna da-da-da-da-da. And man, I just went so hard. And from there, out of nowhere, went viral. Crazy enough, my girlfriend was going viral at the time with the video that she had. And I actually jumped into that scene, that clip. Yeah, bro, it's really crazy. But
who was your girl?
Her name is Courtney George. But there was a time where she went by Hurt Bay, if you know who that is.
Okay, I heard, but I don't
know. Yeah. So, to sum it up, that was my mindset and what I was doing at the time, right, in Memphis, going stupid hard with, there she goes. But with the videos and all that, editing this, that, and the other. And again, man, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I've been doing this for a while at that time. And out of nowhere, man, just 10,000 followers, then like 20 or 30. Then now walking around the crib, I'm going viral. Like stuff like I'm getting the big head. So, but from there, transitioning from Memphis to Atlanta, which is Black Hollywood, up and down all the way, we go there and we move there together. And that's the time frame where any and everything I did was hitting a million views. Instagram was just messing with everybody at one time. Mm. Like, everybody was hitting millions, right? So, and I was hopping in the It movies, the clown movie, the, everything, million. So my girl went to Spelman, graduated from Spelman, right? So they have, here she go like on the side. But they have a homecoming, right? Again, this is the Mecca. This is like Wakanda, you know what I mean? So they have the homecoming, and I'm like, yeah, I went to a homecoming before, this, that, and the other, yeah, cool. But this was like completely different. This was like somebody was throwing a concert and everybody's just outside in this one spot. And I really, really felt it that day. I mean, like,
okay,
we're walking through. I couldn't get three steps in without somebody, yo, yo, hey, you, yeah, yo. And like, I have to like, oh, hey. I had to keep doing that all day. And I realized, man, that's a lot, you know, like, but I really realized this is real.
Yeah.
Like, not just me sitting in here on the laptop and, you know, clicking play and nerding out, you know what I mean? Like, I walk outside and, yo, like, this is crazy. We'll go to the mall and we can't. It's really a decision that has to be made. Do you really want this stuff? Because we're going to have to stand in line and everybody's going to look at us. Mm. Do you want to eat in the food court? Because everybody's going to look at us in this food court. It started to become different, man. And, you know, the transition from there to L.A., it's like people are so far up here. Like in LA, in terms of celebrity and A-list and this, that, and the other, that we went back down.
I got you.
Like, so now we can walk in the food court, you know what I mean? And we can get, you want something to eat? Oh yeah, cool. Now it's not always gonna be like this because we got to get to that next step. But I'm enjoying it right now. I'm enjoying it.
Yo, you hilarious, bro. Well, but let me ask you this though, man. Like,
yeah.
Bring us to the mindset of people that want to get into content creating, don't know how to catch a lick. I've been posting, I'm not going viral. I don't know what the problem is. What would you say was the secret sauce that you just did that made it just work for you?
So there is not one correct answer for this. Going viral and just working hard, there's two things and it can be one and the same, right? So, man, all right, so I don't know, like the hard work definitely paid off. At the same time, mm. I was doing green screen for like what, 5 years before then. I had a the YouTube channel with my homie that I was getting on World Star every now and then, going by Steven years ago. Like I had all of this stuff, and then finally this one random video just and it went way past my pay. It was way beyond my control, and it was up to me to sustain that with the hard work after that to bring it up, you know, a little bit more. So I just say, when it comes to social media, do not have your main goal is going viral. Like, you're gonna be sad, you're gonna be mad, you're gonna be angry some of these times, and you're gonna be incredibly demotivated. Because sometimes it does not work like, most times it does not work like that. Now, if you build a fan base just like anything else, if you build a business just like anything else, you're going to have to get your ass up. You're going to have to get that work done. And, you know, eventually, slowly you start growing this, that, and the other. What's the girl's name that was the speaker at the house? Amanda something, right? Dang, what's that girl?
Amanda.
Amanda Seals? That's what it was?
No, Amanda Seals is from The Real.
No. We got to get her name right. No, it was...
I'm going to tell you right now.
You know her. On Talking to America.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot her name.
Gordon.
Yes. Amanda Gordon.
All right. Amanda Gordon. Okay, okay.
Gordon.
Okay, okay, okay. But her, for example, just from what I know, just from, you know, just looking and all that after the fact, but it was a lot of hard work. It was a lot of, you know, practicing this, that, and the other. Who knew she couldn't even, like, say some words? Like, you know, that was crazy. If you look up the story, I ask people to look up the story. But out of nowhere, for us, she was on TV. She was this, that, and the other. She's the next. She's interviewed with Oprah. But it was a long line of work before that one opportunity happened. And when it happened, she was ready. So
yes,
okay, yeah. So it's hard. All this stuff goes one in the same, but going viral and doing this, it's not guaranteed to anybody. I might not pop off for the rest of my life, but in my head, I'm gonna be there. Like, you know, it just,
you're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right. And I'm looking at your YouTube page right now. 12 million total subscribers, bro. I mean, not subscribers, views, and 50,000 views. Subscribers, Lord have mercy. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that you was able to garner that, along with your Instagram following, I'm sure your TikTok following is crazy. Like, you know, all of that comes with, like you said, hard work. You know what I'm saying? You don't just get up and just do a video. You got to plan what you're doing. You don't want to repeat content, right? You know what I'm saying? So now we're trying to transfer or move into the next phase of your career. Talk to us about what that looks like and how you plan on getting there.
So I'm already writing, you know, the first movie that I would like to, you know, take to the next step. I'm writing that. Something that people don't really know about me is I really like music. I've always, you know, made beats and played around with music and stuff like that. So I'm constantly polishing all of that. And right now, I made two pages. One is Ray Styles and, of course, Ray So Silly. So the Ray Styles page will actually be like the filmmaker, the musician, and more of like a serious side of things. Because I just realized it kind of gets cluttered. The Ray So Silly, I don't want to change the name because of my my fan base and what I've got. And being taken serious on another side, it can work one in the same, but I would still want that social media presence as well for me, just because I see where things are going, you know, just being being active on social media and all that. Like, I would still want the number one movie out and still be green screening myself into the number two movie. You know?
Okay.
I want to do that, you know?
Man, and in 2021, that's what it is. You can do whatever it is that you want. There's no, before that.
J. Cole playing on TV right now?
You said what?
I said, ain't J. Cole, like, on the court right now, shooting?
He is right now?
Nah, I'm just bullshitting. But he is, though. Like, he got picked up by somebody, and he just dropped the album, and he's, like, anything is possible now, bro.
It's possible, okay?
Yes!
Anything is possible. Bro, I had a chance to interview with Jackson a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, for someone that comes from that cloth, you know, on this show, we interview all types of people, as you can see. And he was like, yo, my uncle basically taught us the blueprint of how to be successful by showing us successful people, you know what I'm saying? But it was a blueprint that you had to follow back then. Now, you don't necessarily have to do that. When everything evolves, you have to evolve too. And the fact that you're trying to bring what you already know how to do, which is the green screening, the comedy, all that, into what you're trying to do now, it only makes the most sense because it's going to make you you. And that's how you leave a legendary mark, you know what I'm saying? So you're already on the verge, bro.
Yes! Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm trying to stay connected on all levels.
Definitely, you got to. So now tell the people, man, what you got coming up and what we need to be on the lookout for and where people could find all of your content.
Right. So right now, man, I'm actually working with a few people on the producing tip and on the producing side. I don't want to just say who and this, that, and the other, because I don't know what dates they're trying to get that stuff out. But that, me, in terms of that music space, I will be dropping this year. I am working on that right now. Have a few, you know, lined up. Again, my movie, I'm in the script writing phase right now. And, man, just consistent content, bro. Just like I said, now I'm more of in the mind state of like, man, we got to get this, bro. Like, I'm almost 30. Like, I'm turning 30 next year. Okay. Like, I was talking to somebody the other day. They were like, yeah, you know, I'm almost 30 now. So I think, you know, that's just about it for all the mistakes and all the, you just kind of got to give it up. I'm like, yes, bro. Like, I'm here going crazy. I'm working out, running, and like, I gotta get it. My mental's gotta be there.
It's a fact, man. I just turned 30 a couple weeks ago. All right, so I completely understand exactly where you at, and just because the preparation of it all, you're gonna be like, oh fuck. But when you get there, I promise you, it ain't that bad.
I know. But I have to keep pushing myself, man.
Definitely. But just think about it, though. Even on this live right now, there's 20 people on here. You know what I'm saying? They tapping in because you've accomplished something that maybe they trying to maybe tap into. You know what I'm saying? And they may be even over 30 or whatever the case may be. So we just got to pat ourselves on the back for the things that we've accomplished that some people even dream of. You know what I'm saying?
Even being alive, bro. Like, oh,
shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Bro,
I'll look up. And just breathe the air and be like, man, thank you, man. And like, at least, and especially in this time frame, like, I would rather be in this time frame than a lot of other ones. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. I'm here.
Definitely. Well, man, we hype to definitely see everything you coming up with next. And you know what I'm saying? You ain't a stranger on this show. Anytime you got something you want to promote, please pull up on us and let us know what you're working on, man. But, you know, let people know where they can find you and if there's anything else you need us to know.
Man, just follow me at Ray So Silly. A lot more to come. I think we pretty much covered it, man.
Definitely covered it. Well, everybody's Ray So Silly and Troop Bay is in here. So make sure you show some love. And we're going to definitely see you on the other side, my brother. Appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Silly, everybody. So, all right, so that's Ray So Silly, everybody. Make sure y'all are tapping in with him and catch y'all on the flip side. This is Black Culture The Breakdown, and we out of here. Deuces.